As a musician, I am always needing new equipment, and Craigslist is the place where I find it.
That guy, he's amazing. I mean, he is saintly. I said that in the promo, and I meant it.
He really is.
And getting to know him on the air last week, where we talked about, you know, just he could become so fabulously wealthy just by saying yes to all the people who want to buy him out, you know. And money just isn't that important to him. No. I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. All right, let's start the show officially. Okay, how do we do that? I haven't been here in a long time here. No. Just do it the right way. I can do this. I can hear it. Ready? One, two, no. Three, two, one. Take it.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Was that in the news? Was that Wayne Newton, the Wayne Newton, who's the crooner, the singer? I mean, he sounded like bleep. He must have laryngitis or something, as I do. I don't even belong on the radio today. Welcome, Monterey Bay, Silicon Valley, Central California coast, to the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station, KSCO AM 1080, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz. Stay with us the next 2 hours.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Right, the reason there was no promo produced this week is because right up until the last minute, we had planned to do a Worst Of Saturday Special. You know, because it's holiday weekend and everything, and the consensus is that we don't have as much of an audience as we normally would on a non-holiday weekend, right? So, why don't we just play a Worst Of Saturday Special? But figured, you know, since you're coming to work anyhow, and... and you're the best, so let's just do a program without any particular subject. It's one of these open mic type things, so it's an opportunity for you to call the radio station and sound off. Now, let's see. When people call our comment line at 429-2222, they are warned that anything that they say may show up on the air. They are also warned that if they are calling to complain about anything, to forget it, because we do not accept complaints. We only accept praise, you know, and particularly about me or Kay. Now, do you think we should we should make a dispensation? If people want to call the Saturday Special today and complain about something, do you think that we should, sort of as a holiday offering or something, say that they could do that?
I think that'd be a generous offer for your listeners.
Because we do not allow complaints on our comment line.
Yeah.
Only positive comments. But you see, doesn't that sort of sink the radio station into a hole that we don't really want to go into? Because negativity is bad, and it spreads like a cancer, you know?
I think I know you well enough to know that you'll be able to take any complaint that comes in today in stride. And
turn it around,
exactly.
Maybe? Yeah, so to make lemonade out of lemon juice.
Precisely.
And that expression always bothered me. It's sort of like lemon. the implication is that lemons are sour and bad, you know, and that you'd make lemonade out. There's nothing more delicious than a nice sour lemon, and it's very good for staving off the flu and other diseases because it's highly acidic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people put lemon on their fish, so why don't people drink lemon juice like I do, straight? I mean, why don't they just squeeze it or, you know, put it in a blender, you know, or a Vitamix or one of those things? Why don't they do that? I don't know. Well, anyhow, Phil is answering the phone. First caller is calling here. And it might be the last. Uh-oh, I guess they hung up. 479-1080 or 477-1340. The phone number is for you to call and talk on this wonderful, interactive, live local radio station. Putting out 10,000 watts emanating from Corcoran Lagoon in Santa Cruz, California, the home of KSCO AM 1080 and KOMY AM 1340. KSCO AM 1080 is a talk radio station. It's a conservative talk radio station. Yes, and proud of it. KOMY AM 1340 is a talk radio station and a liberal progressive talk radio station, and ashamed of it. No, I'm only kidding. We're very well. I'm only kidding. we bring Air America to look. It's a legitimate point of view. Well, it's a point of view that we want to bring to the Central Coast, and we have been the station ownership and management has been lauded by people who don't like President Bush as being very nice to have brought Air America liberal talk radio to the Central Coast on KOMY AM 1340. Gee, you know, we started on July 18th, and I haven't seen any kind of official audience research data yet, but, you know, judging from the phone calls and emails of thanks, you know, I think we're doing pretty well there. In the advertising department, I'm sorry to say nothing has changed. People don't want to businesses don't seem to want to advertise on KOMY, and I don't understand why, because the audience, I think, is there, and it's pretty strong. But whatever. We can talk about just about anything you want to talk about today. Give us a call at 479-1080 in area 831. If you're outside of area 831, you'll have to punch in that area code. You can email me anytime, mz@ksco.com, mz@ksco.com. And you can even snail mail me, but if you snail mail me at KSCO 2300 Portola Drive, Santa Cruz, California, 95062, don't be surprised if I don't get it, get your snail mail for a long, long time. And I hold in my hand right now a letter from October 26, 2005 that I'm going to read. I just read it for the first time the other night, because snail mail is not only slow in getting, you know, to its destination, but in my case, it's very slow to being read. But anyhow, here it is. It says, "Dear MZ, I listen to both your stations, especially Comey, every day. I believe you could greatly increase your audience if you ran more relevant and more varied PSAs, especially since, as you say, no advertisement is being sold locally on KOMY. You don't want people being turned off by playing each PSA at least a dozen times each day. Many of your listeners are parents who care who are very concerned with vaccine safety, and the mainstream media never address any problems with vaccines. I'm enclosing a copy of a newsletter, NVIC. I receive National Vaccine and Information Center or something. I receive on a regular basis. Please read it." Okay, I did, but I'm not going to read it to you. "I'm also the mother of two vaccine-injured boys poisoned by mandated mercury-laden vaccines. One out of every six children in the U.S. today now has either a behavioral neurological disorder due to mercury-laden vaccines, bankrupting our schools, Social Security, California regional centers, etc. Please go to page 7 of the newsletter on how to obtain PSAs for your safer vaccine flu shots. Your ads will keep many babies from being poisoned. I trust you and believe that you are not beholden to the big pharmaceutical giants. God bless you." And it's signed A. Marcella Sal. That would be Marcella, who calls the station periodically, we're going to do that. What we really should do is devote a whole Saturday special to the topic. Don't you think, Phil? Yeah, I think we should definitely.
Yeah, I think that'd be valuable.
it's not just, you know, fringe, you know, Montana people who don't want to vaccinate their kids. The information should be put out, and people should decide whether they should vaccinate or whether they shouldn't, but they should decide with this information. So I think that's a great idea, and we're going to schedule that program probably with Marcella or someone that she directs us to on this topic. Okay, it's 10:15 on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Give us a call at 479-1080 or 477-1340. You can fax us at 475-2967, or you can email me. I just got a brand new BlackBerry singular phone. I spent hours with the very nice, helpful people at the Capitola Mall singular wireless store yesterday. very, very nice, helpful people, you know, Matt and Jeff and Tracy and the gang. You know, regards to all of you. You guys are great. And I think I might actually be able to, you know, read the emails if I can receive, if I can receive the signal inside this 10,000 watt radio station. Who knows? We'll see. But anyhow, you can always email mz@ksco.com if you got an idea or you want to get to me somehow. Let's go to our first caller. That would be none other than Peggy in Santa Cruz. Hello.
Hey.
Peggy in Santa Cruz.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Now, that's great. That's wonderful. Now, I said happy holidays like I've always said.
I know.
No. Listen, wait. No, even Jewish me, now proudly says Merry Christmas.
You know what?
And happy Chanukah.
And I say it all.
Well, that's cool. But, you know, growing up, whenever anyone would say Merry Christmas, I would nicely, politely nod and say, and to you too, or something like that.
Mm.
And then when this politically correct stuff started happening more recently, you know, even though I'm not Christian, guess what? Why the hell not say Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and Happy, but see, I had always said Happy Holidays because it sort of covered it all. So in that case, in that sense, the whole political correct thing, if that's what they want us to say, is okay, but because they want us to say it, what am I trying to say here? Can you help me out?
Sure, you're trying to say if somebody says Merry Christmas, you're more than happy to say it back because everybody's so insipid with their Happy Holidays. But anyway, you know, Happy Holidays to me is fine, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more I say Merry Christmas to people, I don't even believe, you know, they are more than willing to say it back.
Yeah. You probably wouldn't say that to someone who you think would be offended, because you probably don't even hang out with those kinds of people.
Oh, sure I do, and
oh,
sure
do?
I say it.
Really?
I am one of those people.
You are?
I am.
So, well, wait a minute. You can't be one of those people, because you just said it yourself to me.
It's called what one has to do to survive and what one, you know, and then you get old enough, and then you figure, you know, it's all BS anyway. But anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, I have a serious complaint for you, Michael.
Well, okay. I mean, Phil said we could do it, and he's the pilot in command, so okay.
Come on, gird your loins.
Okay.
I called in first, and I got in first.
Yeah.
But one of the things that really bugs me is most of your callers, and it's probably true of all talk radio, there's a preponderance of men. And it would be nice once in a while if you would take women out of order, just to get a little bit.
Women are regularly out of order. Sorry.
And we're up in two.
I'm sorry. You just opened yourself up wide for that one. Okay, here's what we're going to do. If there is, okay, for just to show that we aim to please, for the remainder of this Saturday special, we will only take women.
Oh, no.
And we will
boring.
Put women to the head of the line above. No, it's okay. It's
and
okay.
And then you're not going to get anybody calling in.
And then if we don't get any women calling in, then what can I do? Then we'll
have to take Richard
N. Watson. No, he just hung up.
Oh, no, he'll call back.
Richard, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean we're not going to take men. I'm just going to say we're going to give priority to women. And Peggy's right. We don't get that many. Well, you didn't say that.
I know that. But I have another,
we don't get that many female callers.
I have another question about your programming, and I know it costs a lot of money, and I know people aren't advertising.
So
and
much. On Comey. That's the problem. Because liberal radio apparently does not attract advertisers. Even Rush Limbaugh told that to me and embarrassed me in front of a national audience. Doesn't this guy get it? It's not about commerce. It's about supporting the cause.
Wait a minute. Stop that. You're making me scared.
Okay.
You're a little too close.
Okay.
But anyway, what I wanted to ask was, I was listening to late night radio last week, and I am so tired of the lack of what we get here. You know, we get the big station, and then we get the guys. But you know, can't you like tape John and Ken, or you know, Tom and Bob, or whoever else is out there that's really kind of Phil Hendrick type of horrible humor and play it for those of us that are insomniacs?
I guess we could do something like that, but you know, I want to move in the opposite direction from being beholden or dependent on the big companies.
I know.
I despise the big companies because the big companies are they're not human. They don't have any souls.
Yeah.
You know? And
I know, and that's why I got to hand it. Cheers to you.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we could figure out a way to replace the big company content with our own locally originated content. Now, how long have you been listening to KSCO, Peggy?
You know, I used to grit my teeth and started listening probably in the early 90s and started to rant and rave at the radio.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
Yeah.
And then something called The Morning Show caught my attention.
Oh.
And I want to say...
Good morning, Monterey Bay.
I can't tell you how many people at work that I would not think, you know, would boycott your station, listen religiously in the morning to that zany group that everybody will tell you is the best thing on morning. These guys
they're
incredibly talented.
They're great, but I've learned, you know, having the station for, it'll be 15 years on January 31st, I've learned that we have to be very, very careful about complimenting our people, because when people get complimented when they're in the radio business, particularly by listeners who call them up on the air and say, oh, you're a breath of fresh air, you're the greatest, you know what happens? Their heads tend to get so big that they can't fit through the door. I mean, it's just awful. It's just awful. Now, the only people there are a few people who don't have egos. I happen to be one of them. And if someone were to call and compliment me, I would graciously say thank you very much, and my head would not grow. In fact, it might shrink.
Michael, you're doing a great job. It's getting smaller. Anyway, I just want to thank you for all the years of, you know, really, really good radio. Sometimes, you know, I turn it off.
Well, the reason I asked you how long you've been listening is years ago we used to originate a lot more quality local programming than we do now. You know, we used to do way more.
Oh, I know.
And I'm thinking the way things are going right now, I think we're going to be we really have to move in that direction or we die. It's as simple as that, because with internet radio, I'm sort of washing dirty laundry here, but you know why shouldn't the public know that when we sign a deal with say Premier to carry the Rush Limbaugh show, they will only license us to broadcast it. They will not license us to webcast it. So that means that we have to interrupt our internet radio stream and substitute something else. And that's a hassle and a headache. I don't like having to do that. And I don't like being beholden to the big companies.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, things really have to change and will, but we don't want to change it until we have something that's better to change it with, you know, with or to.
Out that way.
So, yeah, I appreciate the kind words about the morning show, and the people are great to do
the
show. They're
not kind words. They're true words.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they keep me everybody I know just roaring in the morning.
Well, I do get a lot of complaints about some of the
all those people that complain are sour, okay?
Do you
just
think
tell them to take a, you know, they can't
do you
take
think
a joke.
Do you think it's in good taste, Peggy, for people for the morning show people to cut it up for a minute and a half talking about boogers?
You know, when they snort Jell-O through their nose, it is so funny. You know, yes, their bodily functions, everybody laughs at them, you know. We're not in the Victorian age anymore.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess if, all right, we'll see. But we do get complaints. I just wanted to let you know.
Well, you know,
and if we do get complaints, that probably means that people
you're doing a good job.
The people are listening.
Peggy,
yeah. Thanks for your call to the Saturday special.
Hey, you take care and really have a really great holiday season, Michael.
Happy Christmas and Merry Hanukkah to you.
Hey, you know what? Have a great next 2006.
I'll drink to that. You should too.
All
thanks.
Right.
Take care. It's 479-1080 or 477-1340 if you want to call us. It's just sort of a nothing show today, but hey, look what happened. Seinfeld was a nothing show, and look how popular that was. Look how popular Curb Your Enthusiasm is. Now, it's the absolute funniest show on television that has ever been on television, in my opinion. And you got to pay extra to get it. But people do. People will pay extra to get something that's really good. Speaking of which, here is an email that I received at 6:30 a.m. today from, someone named Lauren Braddock. And it says, Michael, you recently announced www.k.ksco.com, a website where listeners can play or download Kay's commentaries. Outstanding! I hope you will continue to place a text copy of Kay's comments on KSCO's homepage, because my wife and I are often forward them off to our politically confused, in quotes, friends. Thanks for all you and your mother do, Lauren Braddock. Thank you, Lauren. We love compliments. We don't like complaints. appreciate that. Speaking of Kay's commentary, why don't we do that, and then we'll take the call from Ann in Watsonville. Wait a minute. It says it's a compliment, so let's take it right now, okay? Here. Yeah, Ann, you're on the air.
Oh, super. Thank you.
Yeah. As long as it's a compliment, we'll put you.
Oh, no, it's all a compliment.
Okay.
Firstly, I listened because of the morning show, and I think the idea of boogers and jowls through your nose is hilarious. It's so much more human than NPR. I don't listen to NPR in the morning.
Well,
God. No, really. They're a great crew, and the sillier the better. But in addition,
I think NPR stands for nauseating professional radio.
Nauseating predictable radio. Yeah.
Predictable, maybe. Yes, I mean, they are very, very professional. They're very professional. They never say
boring.
But they are humorless. It's true.
Yeah, they're boring. And they've gotten. How about narrow, predictable radio?
Or non-humorous?
Yeah. Well, I don't like them anymore. I listened to them since '78, and I've given up.
Hey, what made you change?
Because I am an old lefty. However, I got so exercised over narrow political radio that I started listening to your coverage. God forbid, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah,
and
you're not unique. Believe me.
Yeah, he's unhinged on abortion, but at any rate, I started listening to 1080 because of Rush Limbaugh, and then I turned in earlier and discovered that the morning program was crazy making and a wonderful way to wake up, and so cheerful and so delightfully twisted. And boogers and all that was wonderful. However, the morning news, the local news, is really by far the best in the Bay Area. Just careful attention to detail, well researched.
Oh, yes.
Really good.
Yes.
Now, the next thing is I very much enjoy the well-presented and consistent case-whirling homilies. I think they're a great representation of the old generation, of which I'm one. My next point is...
May I ask you a personal question? How old are thou?
65.
You don't sound that old. But then Kay doesn't sound 102 either. No, she's not really.
No,
she's...
Yeah. Let's see. Next is... the one thing I would like is, when the... Ramadan comes up and they have that big party, Eid, at the end of Ramadan.
Okay.
I think it would be nice, not for political correctness, but just nice, if everybody said, "Hey, happy Eid."
What is wrong with your phone, man?
I'm too cheap to replace it with a good one. And then finally, you know what would be good local content?
Well, that's what's wrong with you, not your phone.
No. Good local content. You know what I would suggest?
What?
Bringing back Charlie Friedman, not to do his call-in show, but to do his music show.
Charlie is very professional.
He's got something like a 15 or 20,000 collection of old shellac.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his IQ for a second there.
No. His knowledge about American music back to the beginnings, I think the Insomniacs, it would create some more Insomniacs. We'd all stay up late.
So you like Kay's commentaries because even though you're an old lefty?
Uh-huh, yes.
Interesting.
Yes, because she is, she represents my era that remembers and participated in as younger people in the Second World War. She is a font of balance. She really spans three generations and reminds or educates people who listen to her of what we as America once were.
Well, there goes Ann in Watsonville. And I didn't do, did you do that? She just dropped off because her phone was no good. Well, okay. So, hey, now we don't have anybody to talk to. There's no one on the line at 479-1080 or 4, yeah, someone's calling now. Who is it? Is it you, Ann? Hello?
Hello, this is Krishna.
It's Krishna!
Holy Hanukkah to you.
How are you, to you too. How, wait a minute. What do you wish you?
I don't know, since I am an unfortunate atheist.
Well, happy anything and everything.
But I envy everybody who believes. I really do.
What can we do to get you to be a believer?
I don't know. Because I would really love to, because my husband's getting old and I'm getting old, and I'd love to live happily ever after we get under.
Happily ever laughter.
That sounds good. Yeah. Happily ever laughter.
I think so.
Okay. You folks are great. Thank you for being there.
Is that all you called to say?
Well, I want to continue on and on.
That's fine.
And I feel like everybody that I've heard are like old friends. I've never met anyone except for Rosemary.
Do you know that The American Graffiti, which is probably one of my top three movies, is George Lucas was talking about how people have a personal relationship with their people that they listen to on the radio.
Yes.
It's really true.
Yes.
Yeah, especially if it's local and it's someone that you can meet if you wanted to.
Yes. When I really started feeling a personal attachment was when I was cowering under the doorway with my two little chickens. My two little kids have become awful young adults now.
Did you say awful young adults?
Yes.
Are you kidding around? Are you upset with your kids?
Well, I'm kind of disappointed.
Why?
Well, they're slobs. They're not the fine, upright, hardworking, God-fearing, dressed to the nines.
How could someone who is an atheist and believes in nothing even use the term God-fearing?
Oh, because I want there to be a God. It's just that I'm a doubting Thomas. I want there to be one desperately.
Okay.
But no one has convinced me yet. What can I say?
Okay.
What can I say? I'm one of those pragmatic people that I only know if it exists, if I feel it or I can touch it.
What can you say? It's what you just said. What can I say?
What can I say?
All righty.
Okay.
Well.
Holy Hanukkah, and I love Kate, and I love your station, and boy, I listen to NPR and the other saddest bunch alive.
I'm hoping that someone, I don't want to be bashing NPR. They do put out a quality product. There's no question about it. They wouldn't have so many listeners. However, they are humorless.
They're humorless and they're sad. They're so happy when they can pick on the misfortunes of others or misfortunes among themselves. You know what they're talking about now that's Christmas?
What?
All about Katrina. They've been on that Katrina thing to the point that...
Well, we don't want to forget.
I don't want to send them a penny. I mean, Katrina survivors or Katrina... I am so irritated with the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm irritated with Mavis and their governor. I can't believe that bunch of corrupt government fund sucking whole place over there should be turned into a wetland. It would be wonderful.
Now you be nice.
I am nasty.
Yeah.
I know. I shouldn't be nasty. That's because, hey, I can say there's no heaven or hell for me. It's all here.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Love you all.
And thanks for being you. Here comes Jim in Scotts Valley. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm just in Scotts Valley today, driving through.
Well, at the moment,
Santa Cruzan.
It is a correct characterization at the moment for you to be called Jim in Scotts Valley.
That is correct. Anyhow, just got back into town the other night and turned on your station and picked up some of the news. And, of course, I've heard a couple of Kay's commentaries. And where we are now, we don't, I guess we don't get people like her. I miss hearing her comments because I think she's, while I may not agree with them all the time, I do agree with a lot. I think she's pushes people to think about, you know, holding themselves accountable for their actions and trying to figure out how to hold our government leaders accountable for theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very good thing. But it's good to hear the some of the familiar voices on this station. I'll be here for a few days for Christmas. And,
oh, where do you normally reside?
Well, we moved from Santa Cruz to one of the suburbs of Austin, Texas this summer.
Hey, I got a brochure from something called something Village, Waterfront Village or something like that. You know what?
Well,
I
mean? There's a big water slide called or area called Schlitterbahn down in a small town that apparently is the biggest water park in the United States, if it's a recreational thing that you got.
Just a few days ago, no, and it piqued my interest enough to go take a look at it. Anyhow,
yeah, it's a big booming area, kind of like San Jose in the 70s, unfortunately.
Yeah. So why did you move? And
well, we moved because we retired, and we were able, like many people, to sell our house here for, you know, a ridiculous amount of money and take that money and buy a home there and put some additional funds aside for retirement so we could do some traveling and have a better, longer, better retirement. And that's so far it's been a good move.
Great.
People are nice. People are friendly.
Friendlier than here?
Yeah, I think so. We don't live in Austin. We live in a suburb.
Yeah.
And it's different. The city of Austin would, the political climate and the mental atmosphere would be very, very much at home with Eugene or Berkeley or Santa Cruz or towns like that. Very liberal.
Yeah.
Then you drive out of town to where we live, which is, you know, 15 miles from downtown, and it's a very conservative county. But people are very friendly, and always, you know, they say hi and they wave and they smile when you're in a place, in such a shop or a restaurant.
Yeah, that doesn't happen too much around here, unfortunately.
No, and a lot of surprisingly, when I went to get my driver's license in this small town, they said, "Well, yeah, we get about 100 a month from California moving into this area." Yeah,
I believe it.
And
wow.
This is just in a small area outside of.
Is that why you chose there too? Because you had friends who
no,
went there?
No, I have one son and two grandchildren there.
I gotcha.
So we retired. We wanted to find a place that had very affordable housing, and you know, my wife wanted to be where we had kids and grandkids, and the rest of my kids live in areas where, you know, the housing isn't all that affordable, so we just decided to go down there, and it's been a good decision. We got a nice house.
It sounds like you like to listen to KSCO enough to tune back into us at least.
Well, sure.
Are you aware that you can get us on the internet through our website?
I know we can.
There are an awful lot of people, Jim, who have moved out of the area because they couldn't afford it. Simply, but they miss their favorite radio station, but they don't
right.
need to miss it because we're right there.
Well, maybe we'll tune into that. We did the Sentinel online during the bus strike because we wanted to know what was happening there.
Uh-huh.
And we get into some of these things. So we'll probably be listening in.
Great. Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There goes Jim at least in Scotts Valley for today. 20 minutes before 11 a.m., hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special. Line one is ringing. We'll answer you in just a moment, whoever you are. Harold and Aptos will be up next. Right now, should we do a commercial break or should we do a KU's commentary? Phil is busy screening a phone call here. So you know what we'll do? We'll just take Harold's call here. Okay. Harold.
"'Tis the season to be jolly, MC."
You're going to tell us a joke?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Good.
And, of course, if you say anything serious this time of year, nobody's listening anyhow, so.
Well, okay. They might be listening, but they want to be jolly.
Yeah, old Sam, I'm not the type to grovel, but so I got to make sure that tip of the hat to you for getting that Saturday special. I got in about half of what I wanted to say about Mexico. Okay, old Santa's going to give the Herald of Aptos the official ceremony to enter the Northside Locals gang and to be Vicente Fox's caddy for 1 month. A lot of these are inside jokes, folks. You have to listen to KSCO for years. To my old friend Vernon Bohr, a toll tax as he crosses the river Styx to the afterlife. If you know Bohr, he's just crazy about taxes. Drives him nuts. Richard Quigley, a weightless, invisible helmet. Richard in Watsonville, a top Muslim assassin to trail him. Richard often brags about how he was a trained killer when he's in Vietnam. So, well, Michael Zwirling, to be controlled in an interview with Mike Savage on one side and Randy Rhodes on the other. Oh, I'd like to see that. If you know Michael, he controls everything in the studio.
Now, you're kidding around, right? Which Michael? Savage?
Yeah.
You're talking about Savage.
Mike Savage, and if you heard Randy Rhodes, she's the complete opposite of Mike. She's got a real quality.
Someone said that we should get Ann Coulter and Randy Rhodes on a Saturday special together.
That would heat up the room 20 degrees.
Yeah.
That would be a cat fight.
That wouldn't, I don't think it would happen in the room, but we could do it, you know, on the telephone.
You could try.
On the telephone, definitely.
Now,
so we'll give it a swirl.
Okay, I'll be polite now, Michael. K's swirling.
No. Okay.
A book of etiquette from the Marquis de Sade and Pollyanna's complete book of poems. Now, K is trying to reform us all. She often wants to make us better people. So that was my little joke to her.
The Marquis de Sade, right.
Marquis de Sade.
Yeah,
Liberty.
He used to do sadomasochistic things, huh?
Yeah, and she's sweetened on the other side.
Right, okay.
So, Liberty, have you seen Liberty in person? I have.
Yes.
Okay, he comes down with these thousands of dollars worth of fancy leather straps and stuff and motorcycle gear. He's a real fancy dude on his motorcycle. So, for Liberty, new fake leather chaps made in China by an 8-year-old blind and deaf retard, selling for 35 cents at Walmart. For Millie, a complete kit to build a Hooverville. You have to be a historian to know what I'm talking about there. Mr. Logic, you have 24 hours to solve the illogic of love or take Saddam Hussein's place. Oh, I'm getting bad. Okay, I'm almost finished. Cyril Vitomsky, O Holy Night, sung by John Lennon and Vladimir Lenin. Have you listened to Vitomsky a lot?
Who, me?
Yeah, he criticizes John Lennon all the time. So that's
if I would have heard that, Cyril wouldn't be on anymore.
Something like
I love John
Lennon.
John Lennon was the greatest.
He's a lightweight, he has no talent, blah, blah, blah. So.
Of course, you're just kidding. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Okay. Billy Sunshine. No, I'm the only guy that's not afraid of him. Billy goes to the afterlife, and he finds out God is Porky Pig. Billy Graff. Call comes over from a citizen. He hears the Muslims are going to bomb something. He doesn't call the FBI because of the Liberty Rule. Okay. Liberty Rule doesn't... Okay, that's it, MZ, and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to you and your family.
Thank you, Harold. I'm so upset that Richard N. Watsonville had called and then he hung up. I want him to call because this is the last Saturday special. No, that's not right. It's not the last Saturday special of 2005, but pretty close. It might be the last, you know, locally produced, current Saturday special of 2005, because we might decide to do a worst of Saturday special next week. We might just decide to do that. All right, let's do a commercial break, okay? Can we do that? And then we'll do Kay's commentary, and then we'll take whoever's on line five. Okay.
Attention business owners, the Aptos and Capitolo Soquel Chambers are celebrating the 21st year of the greatest showcase on earth, and your business is invited to the party. Register now for the biggest and best birthday celebration of the year. All businesses are welcome to be part of this exciting opportunity. Showcase your business to over 4,000 people who need your services at the Capitolo Mall on Thursday, February 9th. That's right, the greatest showcase on earth will be back on February 9th, 2006, and we'll be celebrating 21 years of bringing businesses to the forefront and creating an opportunity like no other. Face-to-face networking is the best way to form new business relationships. Presented by PG&E and KSCO, KOMY. Call the Aptos or Capitolo Soquel Chamber of Commerce for registration information at 688-1467 or 475-6522. 688-1467 or 475-6522.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from GotNet. GotNet's been serving the Monterey Bay since 1994 with high-quality, affordable internet service. We have modem coverage for all of California and web-based email, so you can check your email from any internet connection in the world. Our spam filtering and virus protection services will keep your inbox free from unwanted messages. GotNet specializes in providing high-quality, fast, friendly customer support. We're here 7 days a week to serve you. Call GotNet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. GotNet.
Buying a home around here is an expensive proposition. Hi, I'm Jim Chubb with Pacific Inland. I've been helping people save money on home loans for nearly 20 years, and I'd like to help you save money on your next home purchase. Right now, Pacific Inland has special programs that are helping people save real money when they buy a home. Call Pacific Inland at 831-475-2600, and we'll tailor one of these programs to help you buy a home. That's Pacific Inland at 475-2600, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate.
Hi, this is Scott Free of KSCO's morning show, Good Morning Monterey Bay. And I just want to say to everybody who's listening out there, Merry Christmas. Yes, that's right, I said Merry Christmas. It's a Christian holiday. I don't have a problem with anybody else who happens to have a particular holiday. I'm not going to tell them that. No, you have to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Kwanzaa or Merry Chanukah or whatever those holidays that you happen to be celebrating. No, it's a Christian holiday. So, Merry Christmas, Santa Cruz.
You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. Now back to the Saturday special with MZ.
Thanks, Phil. It's been bugging me. Everybody else has a, you know, happy Merry Christmas type greeting, you know, that they play all over the radio station during
right.
The season. You did one, right?
No, I did not. I wasn't.
Oh, well, good. You and I are in a club.
Yeah,
I mean, what are we, chopped liver or something? No one asked either one of us to record one of those. That's not very nice.
I have been, people who normally call the station, like, you know, Richard and all these people who always call the station, manage to always call when I'm here, and they think I'm always here, but somehow I managed not to be here when they recorded those holiday greetings. And
well, wait a minute. Know. I mean, I can't believe that they would only have just said, hey, whoever's here now. I mean, that's not very nice. Who's in charge here?
Oh, I...
Well, anyhow, we do have Richard N. Watsonville, but okay, we'll take Richard N. Watsonville because I'm afraid that he's going to hang up if we play something else first. Okay,
no,
Richard.
No, I ain't going to hurry.
Okay, then we'll put you back on hold, and we'll come back here. All right, let's do Kay's commentary that, you know, if people who don't listen during the week, you know, deserve to hear Kay's latest commentary because I think it's a grand slam home run. I really do. I mean, you know, what do you think?
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, I tend
you gave the correct answer.
I tend to just be a board op here, and I don't let my
you're much more than just a pretty board op. You know, you're much, much more.
I play the commentaries. I don't comment on the commentaries.
Just about every book. It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
But, you know, you can disagree if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared to find another job. Okay. Go ahead.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
The Democrats are really self-destructing, and many constituents are losing confidence in their judgment. George Murtha wants the troops to leave Iraq at once. Nancy Pelosi agrees with him. And Howard Dean says, we can't win the war in Iraq. Liberals protect the rights of criminals, but they ignore the rights of victims. Now they believe that our military is cruel to captured terrorists. Islamic terrorists slice off the heads of their captive victims. Where's the outrage about that? Congress just crafted into law gentle parameters for our troops to abide by while interrogating the captive enemy. This is crazy. It's also demeaning and insulting to our troops. Unlike the fanatic insurgents, our troops are not barbarians. They are civilized, trained soldiers who love our country. They must have the freedom to use their judgment in fighting this war, while confronted every day with the new phenomenon of the suicide bomber. There is no level playing field, so they must not be forced to succumb to the boundaries of the politically correct. The elimination of terror in interrogation sounds noble, but it doesn't work unless both sides agree. The enemy is laughing at us. About Abu Ghraib, as a result of the foolish and reckless judgment of a few soldiers, the American and European media have had a field day dissecting this unfortunate episode, and they kept it alive for months, much to the detriment of the morale of our troops. It should not have happened. What was done to the captive detainees was shameful, but the embarrassment endured by those detainees pales against what the terrorists do to our captive soldiers, like slice off heads. Again, where is the outrage? Why are we so concerned about how the world, especially the Europeans, view us? These countries always dislike us, and now they judge and set moral standards for our behavior and that of our military, while at the same time they decline to get involved. This is war. It's ludicrous for us to be obsessed with not offending countries like France, Germany, and Russia, who all join forces with the scoundrels Saddam Hussein and Kofi Annan to steal billions of dollars earmarked for the hungry of the world in the oil for food scandal. Where is the outrage there? Now the Congress is involved in the execution of the war. What a bummer that is. By making laws to not use terror to obtain valuable knowledge from the enemy, knowledge which could and does save many lives and could possibly bring an end to the combat sooner, all this ties the hands of our military leaders, and that's idiotic. And it demeans our generals. To the Democrats who are shamelessly politicizing this war by their endless negativity, I say, back off. Let the troops do their job. Stop with the gloom and doom which continue to delight and energize the enemy. And to those who stoop to call our president a liar and a fool and other derogatory names, I say, you will never regain political majority and power with those tactics. And that's why I think you are self-destructing. When you demean the presidency, you demean yourselves and you demean our country. Shape up. Get a grip. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
Okay. You know, I just had a fantasy. Wouldn't it be great if during that last, you know, two or three sentences back in that commentary where Kay said something about to those who demean the president and say derogatory things.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if she just came right out and said, I say bleep you.
It might cause a few people to drive off the road.
That'd be funnier than hell. Oh, God. All right. So, listen, if you want to get a copy of that, we're going to do this. We're finally getting organized here. We set up a special website that all it does is download the most recent, doesn't even stream it. It downloads it so that you can grab it and send it around to everybody in your email list. And that's the best way for us to syndicate K. Really? Think about it. I mean, sure beats calling radio stations saying, I got this great 84-year-old wise woman who should, you know, makes great commentaries on KSCO in Santa Cruz. She should be on your station and bring a lot of listeners, and people say that you're a great radio station because you have this wise old woman here. Hey, wow, wise old woman. Wow. Wow. That's cool, huh? you know, but it's much easier. I mean, the internet is much more powerful than going to beg, you know, harried, stressed out radio station program directors and decision makers. So really, we decided to set up kay.kSCO.com. If you type in those letters, and you, real easy to remember, you don't even need to write it down, kay.kSCO.com. You type those letters in from any browser in the world, it'll download, you know, shield will come up and say, what do you want to do with this? You want to save it or do you want to open it? Just click save and save it to your desktop or something. And then you can attach it. You can email it to all of your friends and who you think should hear it. And they won't even have to use their eyes to read it. Yeah, we'll put those in too. You're only going to be able to download the most recent K's commentary. We'll figure out a way to archive and make those available somehow. Later on. But for now, kay.kSCO.com. You don't even need to put the www in front of it. If you do, it'll still get you there. But we thought that would be a neat idea because a lot of people have been, just about every time she comes up with a new commentary, people say, hey, put it on your website or how can we get a copy of it? You know, we'll pay. You don't even have to pay. Just, you know, go to the website. All right, 479-1080 or 477-1340. We'll connect you to the KSCO Saturday special with MZ and Phil. And right now, Richard and Watsonville! Da, 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 da.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Hi.
Maybe you should have your mom finish it off by saying, you know, like the vice president, go F yourself. You know what I'm saying?
No. Well, but don't be more graphic than that, because that.
Well, no, I mean, you know how she says, "Get a grip."
Oh,
you know.
I get it.
You know, shape up.
Now I get it.
Look alive. That's the only thing that was missing was look alive, like you know Dave Allen used to say.
Oh, really? Oh, is that what that meant?
Why I don't know, but you know,
maybe Dave will call.
Why doesn't she just come out and say it like you know Cheney said it? Just go ahead and F yourself.
Oh.
You know.
Did he say that?
Well, he told somebody else in the
well, he didn't know the mic was on.
In the Senate to do that, right?
He didn't know the mic was on. Was that?
Well, it doesn't matter. He said it.
Okay.
I mean,
And I want to talk about that next hour. You know, I think it's a terrible thing that the federal government, that the FCC prevents people from talking like they do to each other normally on the street. They prevent people from talking like that on the radio.
That's right. They stifle our speech.
That's right. It's not
right. They don't stifle our print, though.
That's right. Well,
they don't stifle our
the reason
video.
For that is they said you don't need to have a license to you don't need to be licensed by the government yet.
We can have
a newspaper,
too.
Right?
We can look at terrible stuff too, right?
Okay. Yes, Richard, can you hold on? I want to get Alexandria on Highway 17 real quick here before the news.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Okay. Alexandria.
Alexandrina.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Okay. It's an honest mistake.
Okay.
I second everything Kay said. The only thing I would add to it is a montage of all those idiots that have been working against the United States. I would add their names in conjunction with her comments. And then I would send it to the White House. I would send it to all the senators. I would send it to the House. I would send all her comments.
Wait a minute. So hold it. We'll hold you over to next hour. It's 11 o'clock.
In Santa Cruz. And before we return to this Saturday special with Michael Zwirling, here's a quick word from Kay.
As the matriarch and on behalf of the Zwirling family, we would like to extend to all of our loyal and intelligent listeners a wish for a most joyous and Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and best wishes for a wonderful and peaceful New Year. And thank all of you for letting us be your favorite radio stations. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Zwirling.
And now back to the Saturday special. Here is Michael Zwirling.
ooh, cool. Who needs me for that? You know, who could do a better job? Let's start officially here, okay?
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful
record show.
I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
As we will, should you people. Yeah, welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. It's an open mic, sort of the end of the year program. Give us a call at 479-1080.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio 5.
I wonder how old that woman is. That jingle was played, you know, when I was like 4 years old in the 1950s, and she sounded like she might have been, I don't know, what, 26 then? So 30, 40, so she's probably in her 70s, you know, that woman, if she's still living. Well, whatever. Yeah, welcome back to the Saturday Special. Welcome to hour number two. Before we went to the break, we were finishing up with Alexandrina. Did I say it right, Alexandrina?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, good. So what you were saying, we wanted you to finish.
Well, I was actually going to volunteer my services as a translator on to send her comments to Spanish and Portuguese radio stations, and to also to send them to every senator and every staff in the United States, especially the liberal offices in California.
Wow.
I would make sure I flooded their with emails so that these idiots know that not everybody that's out here is on their side. The media seems to just take their word, and the more the media dotes on them, the more credibility they get, but the more ridiculous they look. Because people like me, who were not born with a silver spoon, who would be your typical quote-unquote liberal, is educated enough to see through these idiots.
Right. Well, can we ask you to stay on hold and we can get your phone number, or Phil can take your phone number for
please.
You? That'd
yes,
be great.
Please.
But what a great offer. Thank you very much. I'm sure we'd love to take you up on that.
Yes, so. And I'll do it gratis.
Okay.
I will interpret it in Kay's words only.
That's great. Well, thank you very much. We'll put you on hold. It's Alexandrina from Highway 17.
Yeah, actually Sunnyvale, but
are you a regular listener to KSCO, or did you just happen to catch us?
I used to be when I lived in Aptos in the Sea of Liberalism, and now I come once a week.
Aptos is a Sea of Liberalism? Well, I guess there's pockets of it.
It used to be, but
Like Santa Cruz, jeez.
Oh, no, I mean, Santa Cruz is like, you know, the veggie crowd. All the hybrid damaging environmental cars that are on the road.
Hey,
that's another story.
I want to invite the people. I just realized that people, are we simulcasting? Are we on KOMY with the Saturday Special now, Phil?
No, we are not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I thought we were. Maybe we should flick a button. You know, I think it would do us some. I think it would do KOMY some good to be hearing this program.
Okay, would you like me to do that?
Can you do that? Will it screw up the automation for Health Radio?
I can make sure it doesn't.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that, and then see what happens. See if we start getting some calls from, you know, people with an alternative point of view, because we really want to encourage that. And I'm not kidding around, ladies and gentlemen. I would like some people to call and say you guys stink and suck and give us some good reasons why. Not just agreeing with us, which I appreciate, Alexandrina, but so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, because on our other station, which we have devoted to liberal talk, and I think it's a shame that we can't do it all on one station, but that's sort of the way it is. I mean,
yeah.
It's the most polarized our country has ever been in its history, I think, right now.
The only time I stopped listening to KSEO was when Rush Limbaugh ceased to be for a period of time.
Yeah, I mean, you understand that we were not in control of that, right?
No, I know, I know.
That was a terrible thing. People called us up and they wanted us to burn in hell for getting rid of Rush, and we said, we didn't do it, we didn't do it, he was taken from us by Clear Channel.
You know? I knew of your mother, I knew your mother, I have seen her. And I have always admired her because she's one of the women that think like I do.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in the healthcare field, and I've taken care of elderly before. And my life is surrounded by liberals, the opposite. Uh-huh. And you know what? They won't even debate with me because I always come up with the answers, and I always come up with proof. And they're like, oh, why are you so like you are? Well, when I tell them that I was foreign-born, no one seems to believe that.
Right.
But because they
well,
don't...
Yeah, I mean, you don't talk funny.
No, I don't. I wasn't allowed to have an accent when I learned English.
I gotcha.
My second language.
Right.
And it was the best gift I have ever had from America.
What country were you born?
You know. I was born in Portugal in the Azores.
I see.
Liberal, multi-liberal, because they tend to not be educated, and they tend to be Kennedy worshippers, and I like Kennedy as a man, but I know the history, and therefore I'm open-minded enough, and I know that he would be on our side today.
Uh-huh.
Because he didn't fit the liberal agenda.
Right.
He didn't fit the liberal mode. And I'm really proud to be a conservative. I have always been conservative. I was the only one in my family for many years. I'm now proud to say I'm not the only one. But I'm well educated. I put myself through school. I have never depended on the liberals to do anything but screw up. And I'm at my age today, I look at the both sides of the spectrum, and I'm the first one to say, hey, I like Bill Miller because the man has common sense.
He's a wonderful man.
He really is.
Yes.
And you know what, when people say, well, he's a Democrat, and I say, and what's your point?
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, thanks very much for calling. We're going to put you on hold, and Phil, would you grab Alexandrina's phone number and make sure that we have it so that we can give it to Rosie and we can take advantage of her kind offer. Hey, look who's up. Bill Saran in Santa Cruz is going to be not up next, but right after Marcella, right?
Yes, Marcella.
Okay. Yeah, and so, listen, Marcella, do you have a computer?
Do I have a computer?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So use email. I think the letter that you wrote, that I read, it wrote it back in October 26th. I guess you wanted to send me that newsletter along with it, but that could have been in an email attachment. I get it the same
day. I'm really bad with computers. I'm ignorant. I've taken a few classes, but I prefer snail mail.
Okay.
I'm not sophisticated.
Well, it's okay. It's okay, but just realize that, you know, if you want to get the word out, the quickest way to get the word out on KSCO is to email me something.
Mm-hmm.
If it seems like a good thing that would make a good program.
I appreciate that you acknowledge me because I usually get no response from Oprah or even Michael Moore or anybody or Clinton or President Bush. I get no response. It's total stonewalling.
Well, help us put together the perfect program, and that might be with just yourself on it. We don't know, but let's plan it and do it sometime in January. Okay.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
Okay. Can I just warn people about the flu shots? They're advocating them for pregnant women, and if a pregnant woman gets a flu shot, her fetus will get 200 times the EPA level if a six-month-old baby gets a flu shot, it's 20 times what the EPA limits are. You must ask for a mercury-free flu shot because they have a full dose of mercury. The mercury is supposed to...
Wait a minute. Why do they even have mercury in it? And if they're bothering to make non-mercury flu shots, I mean, everybody knows that mercury ain't good for you.
It's all about money. It's cheaper. Last year, when all of those flu shots got contaminated, thimerosal, which is what has 50% mercury, was in them, and they did not mention that even as a preservative, thimerosal failed. It's just so they, it's a bad preservative. It's a total neurotoxin. They have millions of vaccine stockpiles still with full doses of mercury. I cannot emphasize enough that people should delay and question every vaccine. I've met very highly educated women with, you know, PhDs, and they know nothing about thimerosal. People don't know that they have religious exemptions, philosophical exemptions, medical exemptions. It's not true that they can't get their children into preschool or daycare without vaccines.
Okay, Marcella, we don't want to do that whole show now, but we can just sort of give a tease, which I think you've just done very effectively.
Okay.
But let's schedule it for some time in January, and we'll promo it, we'll promote it well the week before. And we'll interview you or some appropriate person on the morning show before.
I will have some backup, and I really appreciate you doing a great public service. This is so important, and like, you know, PSA.